This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco, Mac, and Dusty with you on a Monday morning. A very, well,
moist,
par for the course weather. Somebody says, as we go back to the question we asked about which celebrities you'd like to watch fight after that disgusting puke job of a fight with Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, Myles Garrett versus TJ Watt.
Ooh.
TJ Watt would get his ass kicked.
I agree.
He's just way bigger, isn't he?
What about Myles Garrett versus Mason Rudolph?
I mean, Myles Garrett versus like Chris Jones is where I would be.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be good.
I don't know if I'm Chris Jones. I want to get into that ring, though.
How about Myles Garrett versus Aaron Donald?
Be tough for Aaron Donald.
Skinny pop.
Be tough for Donald.
I don't know if there's anybody it takes.
I don't know. I guess Donald's he's like 6 feet. He's lower to the ground. It'd be hard. I don't know.
Myles Garrett just scares the hell out of me.
Because what was crazy is I watched the UFC fight the next night.
Mm.
Way better.
Real fighting.
Yeah.
Well, like, yeah. That's.
I mean, obviously. Like, John Jones did like a spin heel kick to the guy's ribs, and we all that were watching were like.
Is there anybody that's still a boxing fan?
Probably. I mean, if the fight's right, like, I think every time that...
But who's the next, though? Like, you there was always somebody in the heavyweight division that you could look at, like...
Well, for a while, it was he went by the Gypsy King, what's his name?
The Tiger King, that guy?
Fury? No.
Yeah, Fury. Tyson Fury.
I think boxing has turned into more of a sideshow now with, like, these, like, what we saw the other night, like, these celebrity matches as opposed to the real... Like, until boxing can figure out... And we've said this for 30 years, I feel like, now. Until boxing can get the heavyweight division figured out... They don't have anything.
Yeah.
That's just my two cents.
It's glorified WWE at this point. It really is.
Yeah. Well, and just UFC just took off.
Took off,
like,
yeah.
Just like it became more entertaining. The more names were there, the more entertainment, like storylines were there. Boxing's just, it's good. You just don't have good fighters.
Right.
Like I'm sure you have good fighters. You just don't have that. It's like baseball, man.
You don't need them. But baseball, I was talking to somebody yesterday about baseball being back. Like, we're in a renaissance because of the players.
Right.
And that's where boxing needs to go. And that's why they keep rolling out. Who's going to watch boxing? Nobody. Mike Tyson's fighting? Sure, I'll put it
on. Somebody said Rosie Perez is the only boxing fan left.
What in the hell? Rosie Perez was on that broadcast,
right? By the
way,
I know we did this on Friday, and I feel bad after listening to it because I feel like we picked on you. But have you seen White Man Can't Jump?
No, not a chance. No.
I was gonna be mad if you're like, well, I saw the one that had that Jack Harlow guy in it. I'm like,
no, the remake. We were at a bar on Friday, like about 7 o'clock or whatever the time of day it was, and the fight starts to come on, and we're looking at it, we're like, that looks like Rosie Perez. We're like, no chance, Rosie Perez. Oh my God, it's Rosie Perez calling the boxing match.
Are you stupid?
I mean, where did they find Rosie Perez? Can somebody explain that
Billy
one to me?
Is
there something I'm missing on this one as to why she was part of the broadcast? Because, like, $500, please, of people you haven't heard from in years, and then Rosie Perez shows up. Like, not that I hated it, but I'm like, that was random, was it not?
You couldn't have put this in the script for Thanksgiving Day, but you will get Cooper Rush versus Tommy DeVito.
Chicken Parm versus Cooper Rush.
What is that, Chicken Alfredo?
Oh, God, yeah. What is Cooper Rush? If he were a chicken dish, what would he be?
Cordon Bleu?
I had some of that the other day from Hy-Vee. It was really good.
Mm. All right, here we go. I don't know who's going first, Mac, but I know that we all got this wrong and way wrong.
Yeah, brought to you by our friends at Foaling. I don't think we got the script right this week, but maybe you guys did.
I know we did.
I think this is a game where the Chiefs actually start quick on offense.
Uh-oh.
They come out, they're ready.
They did.
Script looks good, no pun intended. And it's one of the only times that's going to happen this season, that it's happened this season, where they come out firing on all cylinders on offense. The run game's competent as usual. D-Hop, Kelsey, they own the first drive. They own this game in general. We got a splash of Hardman in that first drive. I don't know why. I just think we got a jet sweep, little screen pass. Hardman has a good play. Josh Allen makes the Chiefs defense look average for three quarters. And then Spags says, you know what? I figured you out. Exotic blitzes, here you come. Man coverage, zone coverage. You don't know what you're getting. Allen looks confused. And on the other end, that's when the Bills are tired. They're going to be craving buffalo sauce. Kareem Hunt's going to be taking his toll on that defense. Chris Jones will come in clutch with the sack in the fourth quarter. And Sean McDermott's going to make some sort of bad decision at the end of this game. It'll re-emphasize that conversation that seems like we've had every season. Like, is this the year? Is this it for McDermott? He's going to make another bad decision. I don't know if that's a timeout or bad clock management. The Chiefs will get the ball back, and they'll be able to run out the clock with a couple of first downs. Chiefs go 10-0, winning this one 31-24.
Yikes.
Yeah, this is the game every year. This is the one that I get excited for. This is the edge of the seat game for me. This is, there's a possibility I DoorDash Parliament lights to the house. I'm dead serious. I don't know why this game does it to me, but it does. But I think this is a big DeAndre Hopkins game, a big Travis Kelce game. I tweeted out earlier, if you missed it, at Dusty Likens. Travis Kelce averages 6 catches for 78 yards in this game against Buffalo. In his last 4 games, Travis Kelce's been a monster. So has Patrick Mahomes. But I think this is a big Travis Kelce game. I think you lean on your veterans. I also like Juju Smith-Schuster for about 3 catches for about 20 yards. But I feel he gets a huge first down late in the game when they need it most. Like a 7-yard pass play where D-Hop is bracketed, Kelsey's out of the play, and it just a nice little check out to Juju Smith-Schuster, gets that first down, and it's like, glad we got that guy back. I do believe the new kicker misses a field goal for the Chiefs, but it won't lose them the game. But again, big Kelce game and a big closeout from Kareem Hunt. Last week, Kareem Hunt had a lot of all-purpose yards, not a lot of rushing yards. The rushing game was kind of taken away. Only had like 39 rushing yards, I believe, in that game. I think the Chiefs win this game by 4. I think they win this game 24-20.
This is going to be one for the ages, and it will come down to the final possession. Buffalo, as we know, will take an early lead. Pretty much been the script all year for the Chiefs. Then their defense will settle in. The Chiefs will get the running game going early, and that's going to lead to a big day by Travis Kelce. As you mentioned the numbers earlier, Travis against Buffalo is pretty darn good. He'll have another wow game for the Chiefs, making 4 in a row for
wow
Travis
game.
Kelce.
It'll
be
wow.
A one-score game
wow,
at halftime.
Travis.
Second half, the Bills will score a touchdown, but that'll be it. Same with the Chiefs. The Bills will have their final possession, and Josh Allen will benefit from a third down defensive holding call that will extend their shot at winning. It won't happen. The defense comes up with its biggest stop of the season. They blindside Josh Allen, cause him to float one in the air, and it's intercepted by Chris Jones. Chiefs get the ball back, kneel on it to win 24-17.
Well, you can't win them all, boys.
No, you really can't.
Big Travis Kelce game.
Huge Travis Kelce game.
2 for 7.
Forgot it was the regular season and not the playoffs. Rerun those scripts for the postseason, and I think we'll be dead on.
That would be fun.
I think save those and see if that plays out when we go to the playoffs against Buffalo, because I think that was kind of a playoff game. Did anybody else like feel like the new kicker's extra points were as high as they could possibly
they
be?
They made me hold my breath. I was like, that's a little tight.
Like a little kind of like, he just looked like the kid you found on the schoolyard. Here, we're number 40. Go out there and kick. But like every kick, even my kids are like, how high is that extra point? My God, it was like over the fence or the net. I mean, like, whew.
I'm the glad closest we got to was a Juju Smith-Schuster catch.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. One catch. Yeah.
Follow me into the freedom. Mm-hmm. But that just goes to show you, like, we know nothing.
We nailed that, though. I'll tell you. That was, whew. It's like taking candy from a baby.
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
Yeah. No, that was like the baby just getting candy and throwing it on the ground.
Yeah.
Here's your opportunity to be really smart about this game or not.
You dumbasses.
Yeah. 913.
I mean, we couldn't have been more wrong.
So bad.
You did text me something, though, about Xavier Worthy. Did I get something right about Xavier Worthy? You go, there's your guy making the plays or something.
I think that was about Caliendo.
That was Caliendo. Yeah. I was just saying that's a typical,
I thought that at the moment, too, though, Bob.
I feel like that's one of those things where, like, that gets Bob Fesco to smile during a Chiefs
game. Caliendo,
yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Caliendo, Frank. More catches and more yards.
Is his first name Frank?
His name is Mike.
Mike Caliendo.
And then, of course, you know, Romo goes into Jim.
Oh, God. 913-586-7965.
That's good.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.